Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Craig, do that voodoo that you want to perform for our listeners.
Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Hiney Ho.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. That's from the show Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, sure. I remember it well. And I even quoted that on another television show, and then it got on the program, as they say.
Oh. And yep. Did you get in trouble?
No,
sued?
Not at all. Nope, did not get sued. Just like, I don't know, just said a thing. Anyway, hi everybody. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Gregory Benson.
My name is Gregory Benzine.
It is great to see you, Gregory. I've missed you. I got to tell you something. Last week when we did the show together, you put on your Aaron Yanda face. But I don't know. I feel more comfortable with your regular face.
You know, me too. I was listening to that episode, and, you know, sometimes I'll listen back to an episode and forget what I said.
I know. Oh, you were so funny. It's really one of your funniest episodes.
Oh, sure. Whatever. But I hear you say something, and then I think, oh, I want to respond in a certain way, and then I hear myself respond in that way.
Yes. Yes, that happens to me, too.
This time, that didn't happen.
No.
I heard you say something, and then I didn't say what I would have said.
And you know, that happens to me too. It's a lot, oftentimes I will walk the neighborhood and I'll listen to a previous episode before we record just to get myself in the groove. Yeah, you got to get in the groove.
Sure.
For you got to prove your love to me.
Yeah, the groove is in the heart.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. Grooving.
So for instance, if I were listening back to this episode and I hear you bring up groove, is in the heart will get into my head and like, oh, I hope I brought that up.
Yeah.
And then I did.
And then you did. But you didn't bring up that animated movie about the King's New Groove or whatever the hell it's called.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah, you didn't bring that up.
Nope. Not really fresh in my mind as much as the groove is in the heart.
Well, okay. Next time. Yeah. Next episode. Bring that
up. I'll try to watch that movie a bunch of times before the next episode.
I don't know if anybody should watch. I don't know if that was a good one. Is that a good one or is that not such a good one?
I watched it for the first time like a year ago or two because China put it on. And, you know, I didn't really love it.
It was
okay.
And you know what? I felt the same way about Lilo and Stitch. And so many people love Lilo and Stitch. And I'm like, maybe I need to watch Lilo and Stitch, Lalo and Stitch. Lahaina and Stitch. I don't know.
Lahaina and Stitch.
It's a very sad movie about a character that are not going to talk about it. All right, listen.
Okay. I thought it was okay.
A lot of people like that recently. Movie. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I thought I liked it more than Emperor's New Groove, but it was also not the best movie ever. No.
Yeah. What is the best movie ever?
Frozen 2.
Wow. Okay, I didn't realize that was the best movie ever. I think that the answer that we were looking for was Back to School, starring Rodney Dangerfield.
Filmed in the town that at the school I went to.
Is that right? You went to that school and was Rodney Dangerfield always there?
Always, yeah. He hadn't left since they shot that movie.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I got no respect. I went to the airport to leave, and they didn't respect me enough to fly me home, so I'm still here. Like that. Yeah.
Hey, some people come up to me, and they say, hey, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, wait, look at this. I'm getting some respect.
Then I'm like, oh, stop it. That's off brand.
You never hear that, but I imagine he did get some respect.
Yeah, he probably. You know what? Yeah. Yeah, he was on TV a lot, so...
Yeah, he got what they call R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Wait, I have something in my hair.
That's just the spelling of respect.
What was that? It's a little fluff. I had a little fluff in my hair. It's okay, I got it out, everybody. Don't worry.
Weren't you going to say something else and I interrupted you earlier?
Probably, yeah, but I mean, who knows now? I mean,
I guess
now I have no idea. I mean, when I'm listening to this later, I'm like, oh, man, get back to the... you're going to tell the story about the sperm whale. And then I never get back to telling the story about the sperm whale.
Yeah, I listen to this often. I'm like, oh, wow, we really let that subject go off the rails.
And then all of a sudden it's gone, and I have no idea. Well, I mean, we could stop recording now. I could go back and figure out what it was. We could listen to it and be
maybe we should do that every episode. Every episode we should go back and listen and then come back and edit in our conversations.
I mean, how do people know that we don't actually do that? How do people know that this is an unedited podcast?
This is actually one of the most unedited things I have ever been a part of in my life.
Yeah, we don't edit this. The only one I edited was one that's on Patreon only, and that's where the sponsor was Suzanne Summers, and that episode came out the day Suzanne Summers died. And I'm well, we can't have that. I mean, got to show that lady some respect.
Did we edit that, or we just redid it?
Well, edited it, and I put an edited version up just on Patreon. So that's one of the exclusive things that's on our Patreon. By the way, guys, that's patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce.
It was a good episode. It was just bad timing.
It was a good episode, and it was bad timing. What are you going to do? But speaking of good episodes and good reviews, I want to read. We have a couple of new 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I would like to read them to you right now. I don't know if you've seen them.
I have not. I generally try to avoid people talking about me on the internet because I think I spent many years scouring the internet for everything people said about me.
So. Wow. And you know what? I kind of used to also, I would read YouTube comments. Now I don't give a shit. I put up a new video and don't even look at the comments once.
I will check the comments, but not nearly as much as I used to.
Me too. I'll check them 7 or 8 times a day for about 6 months. And I'll obsess over them.
Right. It used to be 8 or 9 for 7 months.
No, strangely, it was 5 or 6 times a day. Let's not talk about it. It's complicated. All right, our first review, our first 5-star review out of 10 stars is Mavic 13. Mavic 13 says, human speaking, and I love when they clarify that they are human.
Right. Yeah.
I love this podcast so much, I'm going to duct tape headphones to my dog and play this podcast for him 24/7. Which I think is great, Mavic, because we...
Yeah, if you love something, force your dog to experience it. You know, that's what they say.
And often I feel like we make this podcast especially for dogs. So I would like for us to tell a couple of jokes that we have prepared today. Specifically for dogs.
And you know what? I want to send a message out to dogs.
Oh yeah, go ahead, and then I'll share a joke.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, you got to be careful, man. I don't think you understand what you just said.
I do. I know what I said.
Huh. All right. A dog goes into a Western Union office. For those of you who are younger people, Western Union was a place where people used to go to send telegrams, and you would pay by the word. You'd send a telegram to someone. It's kind of like an email, but on paper, and it would be hand-delivered, so someone would get a message as quickly as possible, and it cost money. So a dog goes into a Western Union office. Let's just pretend that this was like in the 60s.
Okay.
Maybe 70s. I think they were still doing it in the 70s.
1960s?
No, the 1470s.
Okay, the 1470s.
Yeah.
All right. Now, have we established that Shakespeare's still alive at this time?
All right. 1970s. Let's make it easier.
Okay.
Or 80s. Could be 80s.
All right.
So, dog goes into Western Union office, says, "Hi, I'd like to send a telegram." And instead of the guy who works there saying, "Holy shit, a talking dog," he says, "Great. What would you like the telegram to say?"
Oh, okay.
And the dog
says, very professional.
Yeah, actually. And the dog says, "I'd like it to say, rough, 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 rough." And the guy writes down his message and he says, you can put in 3 more roughs for the same price, because you get up to 10 for the same price. Put in 3 more if you want. And then the dog looks at him and says, "Well, but then it wouldn't make any sense."
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So that's a joke for dogs.
Yeah.
Hope
did
you enjoyed
you just
that.
Make that dog up, or that joke up?
No, the dog was real. The joke. Okay, the joke was made up.
Yeah.
But the dog was absolutely real. The dog. There really was a dog that went to a Western Union office to send a telegram in the 1470s.
No. You said 19.
Well, no, but it was based on what actually happened in the fourth. It's complicated. Let's just not talk about it. All right. The other one is from Chalusco. Chalusco, via Apple Podcasts, gave it 5 stars, says, I love Greg Benson and Craig Benzine. We're slightly misspelled, but I think that was on purpose.
Okay.
And Chalusco said, this podcast is so good, it makes me want to feed cat food to my child like a mother bird. And I mean, a podcast has to be good for someone to want to do that.
Okay, so both of these reviews sound like you made them up. One involves dog and a person making a dog do something. The other one involves a person making a cat do something.
I would like to now do something just for the viewers on YouTube. This is proof. I got screenshots. This is actually proof that these reviews actually exist. They're right there. They're right there.
Wow.
I did not make them up. These are real. On November 18 and 23, there they are.
Wow.
In fact, you know what? I kind of like looking at these better than over at you.
So than me?
I'm going to leave that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nicer.
Okay, so so we'll just see reviews.
I put it away.
Okay.
I put it away. They're gone. Okay. They're gone. Now, Craig, since you and I have done a podcast last, because as we have alluded, last week, Craig was not available, and so Aaron Yanda was my guest. It was not Craig wearing Aaron Yanda's face. That would be highly disturbing. And frankly, I don't think it would look like Aaron Yanda. If you had killed Aaron Yanda and peeled his face off and put it on top of your face, I think it would just look like a bloody mess.
Well, you got to clean it first, you know?
Okay, So when you peel Aaron Yanda's face off, you clean it first, and then you lay it gently over your own face?
Yeah.
It's got holes for the eyes, though, so your eyes are still your eyes, right?
Yeah, yeah. It probably wouldn't fit perfectly. You're right. It'd probably be a little off.
It would look weird, and it would be on top of your beard, and he has a different kind of beard. Like, the whole thing would just look weird.
It wouldn't fit right. Yeah.
It wouldn't fit right. And frankly, I think it would be disturbing. I mean, call me crazy.
I mean,
I would be disturbed by
putting yourself out there, Greg. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I recommend that everyone do not do this to your friends. Do not kill them and peel their faces off. That's just.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not friendly. Not a friendly thing to do.
It's careful sharing your opinions on the internet, Greg.
Also, racism is bad.
Okay. All right.
That's just how I feel about racism. I don't know how you feel.
Wow, you're really putting yourself out there, Greg.
I know. I'm not afraid to tell people how I feel about things. I think racism is bad. I know you love it. I know it's one of your favorite things.
No,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
You changed. Now you're not a fan of it?
No, I'm not. No, I don't like it. But it's also a complicated thing because we are all a little bit racist, they say.
It's true. We've talked about that before. We are all a little bit racist. You, more than most people. But
No.
But it's no, it's not. That's not correct. I don't really understand things. Yeah. I don't know how things work.
Okay.
But.
So here's the thing. You guys talked about, in the previous episode, you talked about Aaron Yanda being drunk and trying to headbutt a bank window?
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
We did talk about that. Oh, you did listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. And you repeatedly said that Craig doesn't tell stories like this.
No.
And you sounded very disappointed in me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wish that you would tell some stories about when you tried to bang your head through a bank window when you were drunk. But you never do. You never were like, oh, I got so drunk last week, I tried to bang my head through a bank window. That's an example. That's just an example.
So you'd wish that I would just do that more? Or
No. I wish you would tell the story more. I don't care if you actually do it. I just want to hear the story.
It's a very specific story that you wanted me to tell.
Yeah?
That I can't just like... How would you expect that I would just make up that story?
Let me cue you. Yeah. Hey, Craig, have you ever gotten really drunk and then you tried to smash your head through a bank window?
Yeah, one time I got drunk.
Uh-huh.
And tried to smash my head through a bank window.
Oh, my God. That's a crazy story. Man, Aaron Yanda never tells stories like that.
No, he did.
He did?
He did. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I see what's going on.
I could tell you a drinking story if you want.
Yeah, I do want to hear a drinking story. Let's hear one of your best drinking stories.
Okay. So I was visiting a friend.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's more. Okay. But I'm letting you digest that part.
All right.
First.
Go on, yeah. Go on. This is great so far.
Yeah, yeah. In La Crosse, Wisconsin. He was going to college there. It's a college town.
I love their water. Their sparkling water is delicious.
LaCroix? You're thinking of LaCroix?
It's pronounced La Crosse.
No. Even if you were trying to pronounce it how it's spelled, you'd pronounce it LaCrosse.
It's pronounced LaCrosse water. By the way, okay. This episode is sponsored by LaCrosse water. If you enjoy paying a lot of money for slightly bitter, bubbly water, then hey, why don't you get some of this shit, bitch?
Now, how much did they pay us?
$14.
Okay, that's probably about right.
Yeah,
actually.
It's $14 in La Crosse water.
Okay, so like, how much is one bottle of LaCroix? I almost said La Crosse.
It is La Crosse. It's pronounced La Crosse.
No.
I don't know. I haven't done the math. I don't really know how many bottles you get for that $14. I'm waiting for the delivery. It's supposed to come today.
Yeah. So if like
it's gonna
six
it's gonna arrive by DHL. They said DHL is gonna deliver it, which is rare. Okay. I never get a DHL delivery.
What's a DHL?
Well, it's like UPS or FedEx, okay. But it's DHL. You know, people don't really use DHL. This episode, by the way, sponsored by DHL. Would you like to use a delivery service that might or might not get your package there? I don't know. I've never used them, but you could try them, bitch.
Huh. Similar talking point. Yeah. Similar. Yeah, it ended on bitch. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, listen, consumers, let's face it. What are consumers if they ain't bitches? When you buy and consume a product, you are that product's bitch.
No, sometimes you just need things. Like you just need water, you need food.
I bought water today.
I guess you often don't need to buy water.
I bought water. And you know what? Yeah. I bought water. A lot of people drink water. I bought water that's not even drinkable. You wouldn't want to drink the water I bought. Would you like to guess what sort of water I bought this morning? This is the most exciting part of the podcast.
Did you buy poop water?
Nope, not poop water. You're very close.
Did you buy distilled water?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's dry season. It's the time when it gets a little cooler and windier here in LA. Things get dry. You gotta run that humidifier.
Yeah.
Need some distilled water for that.
We have the same.
Yeah.
And also, if you have a CPAP. My sister has a CPAP.
Oh yeah.
You need distilled water for that.
So she gives herself CPAP smears?
No, Greg. Hmm? No. No.
Come on. Tell me about your sister's CPAP smears.
No, Greg. I think you're thinking of something else.
All right.
Yeah.
I'd like to CPAP smears.
Do you know what a CPAP is?
I'm not a lady, so I've never gone to one of them doctors that gives you one of those CPAP smears. So I don't even know what it is. It sounds like they smear something on
yeah,
your.
Yeah, but you just said
your,
yeah, you do
pap.
Know what it is.
Yeah, I do, but I know what it is, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
About to tell the story? Were you like I kept interrupting you once we've gotten sidetracked again? And were you about to tell the story about when you got really drunk and smashed your head through a bank window?
My version of that, I guess.
Let's hear it.
So I was visiting a friend in La Crosse. It's a college town. We went out. We had some drinks.
I'm familiar with the college town.
With a college town?
Yeah. I'm familiar with the college town of La Crosse. A lot of people confuse it with the water, but the water is actually pronounced La Croix. It's French.
Okay. Okay. You're a different person now. Anyway. We went. He's staying in a dorm.
Yeah.
So we went out. We went back to his dorm in the middle of the night. Well, yeah, in the middle of the night, I wake up in a bunk bed, and across where I think my friend is in the other bed.
Yeah.
Is a lady, and she is screaming at me. She's like, "Who are you? Who are you? How did you get in here? What's going on?" And I woke up and I realized I was not in my friend's room. I was in some I assumed a female dorm or something, and I looked out the window. I talked to them, like trying to figure out where my friend lived, and it was this frantic confusion. And what happened was, he was upstairs. His room was upstairs. So I was just there was a I had to go to the bathroom downstairs on a different floor, and his dorm was female, male, female, male, different levels.
Wow.
So I went downstairs, and then I went up two flights, I guess, and went back to the room that I thought was his, and it was someone else's.
And it just happened that there was an empty bed, and you got right into that bed and went to sleep.
Yeah, her roommate was like out of town or something.
Oh, that is and her door was unlocked. You just went right on in.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. And then you fell in love and you like.
And now that's China and we have a kid.
And you got married. And that's how you met China. Yeah. That is a great story. That is, and that's actually a true story, Craig.
Except beside the China part. Yes, that's actually a true story.
Did you end up getting to know this young lady and having a nice relationship with her?
No.
Because that is a great way to meet someone.
It is.
And I recommend for anybody who's having trouble meeting someone, go do that. That's a terrific
go
idea.
Go into someone's where they live.
Yeah.
Go into their home and
just go to
get
sleep
into
next
an empty
to them.
Bed.
Yeah.
Near
or,
them.
Or if they have one bed, but it's a large enough bed that you can fit in next to them, just crawl in and go to sleep, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then enjoy the nice surprise in the morning. It's a nice surprise for everyone.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't.
I don't know. I don't feel like you should tell people what they should do and shouldn't do.
But I had drank enough to think that maybe I was in the wrong building. I did not remember where I was and how I got there. That was
so dorm life. You gotta get out of your dorm room. You got to go to a different floor to go to the bathroom.
Well, in that dorm, you did. Yes.
I mean, that just sucks. It sucks when in the middle of the night you have to go get up and go to the bathroom anyway. But to have to like leave not only your room but your floor and like go downstairs and go like, oh, I gotta go pee. I'll just go down two flights of stairs now to where the bathroom is. Oh, closest bathroom is a block and a half away at the Shell station. Like
it's almost that
bad.
The dorm I was in Cal. Did you not ever have dorm life, Greg?
You know what? I never lived in a dorm.
Yeah.
My freshman year of college, I lived in an apartment that was kind of like a dorm, but it was a closed apartment complex with a little courtyard in the middle. And I had I had a roommate and two suite mates. So there were four of us in one two-bedroom. And it was super fun.
And you had a bathroom? You had a bathroom in there? You didn't have to go to a...
Yeah, there was a bathroom in the hallways shared between the...
So you did have to go out somewhere to
I had to it was in the hallway of inside our apartment.
Oh, okay.
Not outside.
My dorm we had a bathroom down at the end of the hall that everyone on the floor shared.
Yeah. So, I don't care for that.
I mean, I didn't love it.
I'm not a fan. A fan of that.
You're a private person, Greg.
I really am. I'm a very private person. I don't even like to pee next to somebody. We've talked about this before.
You talked about it on the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
You brought up Sylvester Stallone again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I bring that up because I want everyone to use that. I think that that's a great idea for everyone.
But like I said, I don't have a problem. No problem at all. I could pee anywhere.
Man, that is great to know. And speaking of I could pee anywhere, now it's time to start the Patreon-only bonus section.
Wait, are you implying
starting
that
now.
I will pee during the Patreon-only
bonus
section?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And now that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Craig, that was the best Patreon-only bonus section we've ever had.
I think it was, because we got to express ourselves without the other person interrupting, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was really very nice of us not to interrupt each other.
Yeah, because you started with you leaving, and then
I left.
Back,
yeah,
and then
I left for a few minutes, and then you left.
I actually went to the bathroom, like I said I was going to.
You didn't pay Jose Garcia $60?
No, because I don't know who that is. And
it's Jose Garcia. I can't believe you don't know who Jose Garcia is.
No.
All right.
Who is it? Did you say who it was after I left?
No, I didn't. I told them all about my Disney World trip.
Oh. You went to Disney World?
Yeah, with China and Ada and I believe my parents. And we just had a terrific time. Had a great time.
And my sister as well?
Yeah, my sister. And my sister, yeah. Yeah, she was there. And we all had a great time. We rode we rode Goofy's Magic Lips, and that was really fun.
Oh, Goofy's Magic Lips. What happens on that ride?
Well, you just get on the lips, and then they go, you know, and it sort of shakes you, and that's super fun. And we rode Donald Duck's dramatic landing machine, and that was
Donald. Yeah.
Donald Duck's dramatic landing machine that's one of my favorite rides.
What happens? What makes it dramatic?
You don't know if it's gonna crash or not. And like every third one crashes. And then they take you to the hospital. It's so exciting because you never. That's why it's so dramatic. You're like, oh god,
I feel like I would have heard about this. Ride.
The people before us, they just crashed. Oh, they're going to the hospital. Oh, they must have broken spines.
That doesn't sound dramatic. That sounds terrifying.
I mean, I feel like it's Disneyland, so they're Disney World, so they don't want to use the word terrifying in their rides. Okay. They want to soften it a bit, if you will.
Okay.
And I think you will.
Well, no, but, I'm not going to soften it.
But my favorite ride of all is the the Snow White's electric cranberry sauce.
It's weird that sauce is a ride. Like what?
Also, the fact that they put electricity through it.
Yeah. What happens?
It's just
a giant
vat of cranberry sauce. You get in it, and then they just electrify it just slightly, just so you could feel that tingling sensation.
Sure.
And you stay in there you stay in there for like 6 to 8 hours.
That sounds safer than Donald Duck's ride.
it is because it's very low voltage that they use.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Did you have a favorite ride while you were there?
Star Wars Rise of the Resistance was a pretty good ride.
That's great. Mm. It's just cool to see that resistance just sort of rise up like that.
You haven't been on this ride, Greg.
Yeah. No, I have. It's great because you go in there and then they say resistance is futile. And then they say, and now it's also rising now. Now it's rising. And then you realize they're making resistance bread, which is the name of this podcast episode. Resistance bread.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's Star Wars resistance bread.
Sure. We went to Galaxy's Edge, the Star Wars section of Disney Hollywood Studios.
Yes.
And occasionally Kylo Ren, the bad guy in the newer trilogy.
Yeah,
comes out with a couple stormtroopers.
That's Adam Driver. I'm so glad that he's working because you know there's been a SAG strike lately. So you got to take work where you can get it.
It seems seems pretty busy. Seems like would make him very busy to have to be there every day.
Yeah,
but he walked through and my dad turned around and looked and saw him with two stormtroopers and he said, "Get out of my face!" And then a stormtrooper stopped and turned and looked at him. And it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
That's amazing. I love that your dad told him to get out of his face. That's great. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. You didn't think my dad had it in him, did you?
You know, I think I met your parents one time at a VidCon. Weren't they with you at a VidCon one time?
Yes. You met them at maybe at the conference, but also doing beer and board games.
Yeah.
My dad sat down and did beer and board games.
Yes. A delightful man, your father.
Yes. But he kept telling everyone to get out of his face. So
he doesn't like it when people are in his face.
Right.
Yeah. So I would recommend if you guys ever meet, what's your name? Craig? If you ever meet Craig's dad, who I believe is also named Craig, do not get into his face. He doesn't care for that, and he might tell you to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Very easygoing.
I think that's great.
Like me.
I think it's
like
important
and
to
would
be.
Would you say I'm an easygoing dude?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're an easygoing dude. Mm-hmm. I used to be an easygoing dude, but now I just...
Yeah, you're kind of uptight, right?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm uptight, but I used to be easygoing. Now I just sort of let things slide. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Now I just sort of go with the flow.
Oh, I thought you might say that you're hard going. You're not hard going.
I ain't hard going.
No.
I wouldn't say I'm hard going.
All right.
I ain't going nowhere.
What about soft going?
I'm a little soft going. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I'll listen to soft rock of the 70s.
That sounds like music you'd like. Your music taste is very 60s and 70s, isn't it?
More 70s than 60s, but I love 60s. I mean the Beatles, it doesn't get better than the Beatles. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. And even as I was driving around with Charlie today, I was driving him to school. Charlie's my son, by the way. I have a son.
Yeah.
And I was driving him to school this morning, and we were listening to a 60s band, and he said, "Is this the Beatles?" And I said, "No, it's Buffalo Springfield." And he's like, "It sounds kind of like the Beatles." And I'm like, "I know. It's because they were from the 60s, and a lot of bands tried to sound like the Beatles. They were highly influenced." And then we talked about that, and we talked about the Beatles, and we talked about Buffalo Springfield, and this kid was fascinated.
Huh. Looking forward to having conversations about music with Ada. She's a little too young for that kind of thing right now, I think.
Is she? How old is she?
6.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe she's just not interested in music.
She's just not, yeah. I mean, I don't think I was interested at 6.
Charlie's been interested since the beginning. I mean, we started off when he was very, very little. We made a playlist of songs for him, and not just like kids' songs. Because, you know, I was like, the one thing that I don't really want to do is get my kids stuck on kids' songs. I want to play them like some real music, but have it be like fun, you know, things like Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And, you know, just a bunch of fun things, upbeat things, things that he would like. So we made a nice playlist for him, and it would just be all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
New stuff, old stuff.
Ada, like, it's not that she doesn't like music. Like, she was, for a while, she was into Barbara Ann. She'd call it Baba.
Little. And the Beach Boys version?
Yes. Right. And Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That's one we played for Charlie many times.
Called it Babu Eyes.
Babu Eyes. Yeah. That's what all kids call it.
Yeah.
Bad Moon Rising's a great song. I've sung that many times in karaoke because it's really fun because it's just so high.
Yeah.
It's one that really stretches your voice. Yeah, I'll do it right now. I see a bad moon rising, rising over the hills. The bad moon is the
opposite. So is this like from a 40s musical?
Moon.
Is this like Bing Crosby?
It is Bing Crosby. Crosby. Yeah, you can tell by the boo, 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 boo that it's Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
He did that
a
lot. Did that a lot in his music.
So you like a lot of 60s and 70s. When the 80s came around, were you like, ugh?
Yeah, I mean, the weird thing is I was in high school in the 80s. People know, look, I'm an old person. People understand that about me. I'm an old person. I was in high school from 82 to 86. And in that time, you know, it was all about
Phil. At that time, did you think you were an old person? Were you like, oh
yeah. I'm like,
an
Jesus, look how long ago this is. I would walk around going, Jesus, this is a long time ago. but in 82 to 86, it was all about Phil Collins, U2, REM, The Fix, Naked Eyes, Thomas Dolby, all this stuff. I still do like some of this music, but not a whole lot of it. I feel like in the 80s, and we talked about this before, that drum machines and synthesizers sort of ruined music for a while. And all digital recording made things sound too clean, soulless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You like it dirty.
I like things to sound a little more natural, you know? That's one of the things I love about the Beatles. There's so many mistakes in Beatles songs, they just leave them. They're like, hey, we're just some guys making music. We're not a machine.
What about music today?
I mean, I love some of the things that are coming out today, but most of the stuff that I listen to are artists who, you know, kind of recorded in an older style and more earthy stuff. Like, I don't like dance music, pop music, rap. I don't listen to stuff like that. I listen to, like, the singer-songwriters of today, people like Andy Schaaf, you know, and Bedouin, and Aldous Harding. You know, people like that. I love Aldous Harding. All these people. These are some of my favorite people that I listen to now, and I eagerly await their next release.
Were you ever in a band?
I played with my buddy John Hawks a couple times. We did some live shows, and like on the Third Street Promenade and Santa Monica Pier, we'd go and play in some little dive places where no one paid any attention to us, and no one ever like looked up and said like, "Oh my God, that's Mediocre Films. It's Greg Benson and Mediocre Films," because that was way before I created Mediocre Films.
Okay, so that would have been weird. That would have been really weird.
Yeah, it would have been like, "How did you know? I mean, it doesn't exist yet." I haven't even thought of it.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a long time ago we're here right now.
Yeah.
This is actually not my joke. People walking around in like the 1800s going, "Boy, this is a long time ago." It's a Gilbert Godfrey joke. But since he's dead, now you can take his jokes. I didn't even have to give him credit.
You could say that about right now. We could walk around and say, "Whoa, this is a long time ago."
You know, oftentimes I get stuck on the song Anticipation because I'm hanging out with my son. We're having some fun. We're playing. We're kicking the ball around or whatever. And I really do think these are the good old days, which is a line from the song Anticipation from the 70s. Mm-hmm. But these are the good old days. Like, there's certainly the good old days for Charlie. And I feel like they're even the good old days for us. I'm in my 50s. And I know that I'll be looking back going, "Oh, remember when Charlie just wanted to kick a beach ball back and forth in the living room? He just wanted to go and throw a baseball, and he wanted to go to the park and play." Because I feel like when he's a teenager, which, I mean, we're talking about like 6 years from now, the kid's going to be 14, you know, he's about to turn 8. So 6 years from now, he'll be at the age where he just like probably wants to go to his room, close the door, you know, play Minecraft or whatever he's playing, GTA 17.
Well, how do we make the good times last forever, Greg? How do we
I think all you got to do, and I think that you and I are both trying to do it, we're both just trying to make sure that we are raising good kids and that our kids are fun, respectful. You know, we're good to them. They're good to us, you know. I think that's
I'm actually trying to raise a bad kid.
I didn't want to tell you this, but you're doing a great job.
Disrespectful.
I didn't want to tell you before, but now that you've just copped to it, you are right on target. Your kid fucking sucks. No, this is a joke, guys. This is just a joke.
It's a joke.
And never say that to another parent, no matter how true it is.
In general, look to Greg as the example of how not to behave.
Pretty much. No, you know I love Ada, and I love you guys. Loving you guys come to visit, and I can't believe that we're about to start a new year, which means you'll visit again. I'm assuming.
Yeah. Do we have to January 1st or?
Yeah, you can come here January 1st. Now I won't be here, but you'll have the house to yourself.
Yeah, that's great. That's even better.
Yeah. Wow. More room to move around. You can move your elbows out like this, and you won't hit anybody.
Yeah, I know. I you know how I love to flail my elbows.
If there's one thing that Craig does when he comes to visit, and frankly, it bugs us, he will flail his elbows endlessly.
Yeah.
And we'll get our arms will get all black and blue.
Oh yeah, and your eyes sometimes.
Yeah.
I love nothing more than like planting an elbow right on an eye. Right on an eyeball.
I even have a picture. I have a picture from last year of when you were flailing your elbows and you hit Charlie in the arm. Can you see that's the bruise that you left on Charlie's arm?
This is not true. I still have that. I did not hurt a child.
You did that by all your elbow flailing. Look at that bruise.
This is not
that's
true.
That's my boy's arm. I can't believe you did that.
No, this is not. None of this is true.
Charlie got about a week ago, he got a mystery bruise on his arm, and we're like, "What's going on with your?" At first, we thought it was like some allergic reaction to something because he's also been getting hives every once in a while. And turns out this is just a bruise, but he was like, he's like, "Yeah." He says, "Maybe." He said, I was playing soccer and I might have gotten a ball there, but I thought it hit me in the chest. I'm like, well, did you bump into a wall? Or did it? And I even asked him, like, at school, did any of your teachers or anyone grab you by the arm? He says, no, my teachers are really nice. So yeah. I'm just wondering how that you never you know, listen. I have like a cut on my finger right there. I have no idea how I did that. It just happens sometimes.
You probably have ghosts.
You know what? They're those bruising ghosts. You're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does that happen to you? Do you get bruises and cuts and you don't know where the hell they came from?
No, because
Did you just send a text?
I did.
Like right now as we're talking, you're like, I'm not going to pay attention to what Greg's saying. I'm going to send a text.
Yeah.
I can hear you send a text.
Yes, I did.
All right, now you have to read the text that you sent.
I sent a text to all of my friends and said, don't give me cuts or bruises.
That's now, that's just weird that you would do
that. That's why I don't get them. That's why I, because I do that every hour. I send a text.
That's okay. I mean, no, I thought I was your friend and China, I never got a text like that.
China is on her way to Kentucky right now to help her mother, who is moving to here.
Her mother's moving to Madison?
To Marshall, near Madison.
Yeah. Marshall, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where
I
live?
Grew up, actually.
That's where you grew up. You grew up in... So her mom is moving. That's kind of exciting.
It is.
And I thought she was going... I thought you were going to say she was going to Kentucky just to get some of that fried chicken that they're known for.
No, no. That's a fast food place that you can get anywhere. And it's
if you're in Kentucky, sure.
Great, necessarily.
They're famous for it. It's got to be great.
You can be famous for things that aren't great.
I don't know, man. I went to this place called Famous Dave's, and Dave wasn't there, I guess because he's too famous to show up.
Right.
But I was like, but they had some other Daves.
There were other Daves there?
Yeah, some other Daves were just there, like customers eating, but none of them were famous.
Oh.
But you'd think a place named Famous Dave's, they'd have at least two or three Daves that are famous.
Good?
It's okay. I mean, Famous Dave's is not great.
See, that's my point. Yeah. If you're famous for something, that doesn't mean you're good.
I will say this. Their banana pudding is excellent.
Okay. I mean, how do you screw up? You can't really screw up banana.
No, they did a nice job with the banana pudding. But I didn't get on this podcast to talk about banana pudding with you. What's your opinion of banana pudding?
You got on this podcast for me to talk about
banana pudding. To listen to you talk about banana pudding. That's why I got on. That's why everybody listens.
It reminds me of going to barbecue places in Austin when we lived there. And... Mm. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, banana pudding's really pretty damn good. You know what I like about it? The bananas.
Okay.
If I could just buy bananas on their own, my God, I'd be in heaven. And like, if I could buy them and eat them just fresh, like peel them open and just eat them, oh my God, I would be in heaven.
Well, you could do that in any grocery store.
What?
They might not be, in California, they're probably ripe more often. But they're pretty green last time I went to the grocery store. But you could get them anywhere, Greg. They're just
We're talking about bananas. The fruit bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas. You know Aaron Yanda, who was my guest last week. He was my guest host.
Yes.
He has this great song about bananas that I love. It goes, "Bananas, bananas, I eat them every day. Bananas, bananas, except when I'm away." It's just terrific.
Yeah. Well, that's a misquoting of a song that I wrote, actually.
Yeah, you're not wearing your Aaron Yanda face, so I don't think this... You're not making any sense right now, basically.
No, Aaron Yanda, he didn't... We both are from Wisconsin.
Right. My Wisconsin friend made that bananas song.
No.
Bananas, bananas, they're really fucking good. Bananas, bananas, they are a fucking food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do it without the cursing. I don't know why Aaron wrote in all that cursing.
Yeah, it didn't even rhyme that time.
Well, good and food don't rhyme. They sort of rhyme. They have the same last three letters.
Yeah, they look good on paper, but I mean, good looks like good on paper. They look like they rhyme on paper, but no, Greg.
How about mood?
Mood?
Good. Mood.
Food.
Mood? Can I rhyme food with... With good? How about that? Can I rhyme good with loot?
No. No.
No, I mean the musical instrument, loot, not L-O-O-T. L-U-T-E.
Even that. No.
All right.
No, you can't.
Okay, I don't really understand all your rhyming rules. You got a lot of rhyming rules, and I can't keep up with them.
No. It's just about sounds. It's just about how they sound.
Maybe we should call this episode Craig Has Too Many Rhyming Rules.
I guess so.
Craig and his plethora of rhyming rules.
I don't feel that I
it's a good title.
I don't feel that I do, though. I feel I'm pretty... I'm a fan of a near rhyme or a slant rhyme, as
yeah?
it's called.
That's yeah. offensive. I wouldn't say that if I were you.
No, the fact that you think that's offensive is offensive.
Oh, man. Well, Craig, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Two Gentlemen Discussing Lettuce. We hope that you enjoyed all the lettuce facts that we shared with you this week. So much lettuce.
I liked fact number three the most.
That was, you know what? That's my favorite. Thank you, Craig. I appreciate you being here. I hope you can make it back next week. I'm talking
about lettuce. Yeah, this is my podcast along with you. We both do this podcast.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a guest.
Right.
I'm just a host.
Well, thank you very much for being my guest this week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay. I'm a host.